This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports as many as 9,000 medical workers could join a bigger walkout in Hong Kong to demand closure of the border across which tens of thousands of people continue to travel daily.
Hong Kong hospitals have cut services as medical workers strike for a second day to demand the border with mainland China be shut completely to ward off a virus that's caused its first death in the semi-autonomous territory. The patient who died was a man who had travelled to Wuhan, the mainland city at the centre of the outbreak, before being hospitalised in Hong Kong. All but two of Hong Kong's land and sea crossings with the mainland were closed at midnight after more than 2,000 hospital workers went on strike on Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Iowa Democratic Party says results from the state's caucus are delayed due to quality checks and inconsistencies in some reporting. Now, that's an embarrassing complication that added a new layer of doubt to an already uncertain presidential primary season. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Some caucus organizers blame glitches with a new mobile app, saying it caused confusion, forcing some to call in results for the state party to record manually, introducing human error and delays. Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price stresses they have backups in place.
They're validating every piece of data we have against our paper trail. That system is taking longer than expected.
President Trump's campaign tweeted quality control equals rigged. Again, Troy Price.
We want to emphasize that this is a reporting issue, not a hack or an intrusion.
Results are expected later today. I'm Julie Walker.
A Homeland Security official says the number of border apprehensions has dropped for the eighth straight month following crackdowns by the Trump administration that include forcing asylum seekers back over the U.S.-Mexico border. This is VOA News. Before members of Congress gather to hear U.S. President Donald Trump's State of the Union address Tuesday, senators will have the chance to give speeches on the floor of their chamber explaining where they stand on the president's impeachment trial. The speeches by the senators who are serving as the jurors in the trial are not officially part of the trial itself and are unlikely to make much difference in the senators' expected acquittal of President Trump when they cast a final vote on Wednesday. House Democrats prosecuting the impeachment case against the president and his defense team offered forceful closing arguments Monday after 2 weeks of trial proceedings. House impeachment manager Adam Schiff.
You can't trust this president to do the right thing, not for 1 minute, not for one election, not for the sake of our country.
Moderate Republican U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska says it's wrong, but
I cannot vote to convict. The Constitution provides for impeachment, but does not demand it in all instances.
Tonight's State of the Union address will be President Trump's third since taking office. The latest attempt at an HIV vaccine has failed, as researchers announced Monday. They've stopped giving the experimental shots in a study. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The study had enrolled more than 5,400 people since 2016 in South Africa, a country with one of the world's highest HIV rates. Last month, monitors checked how the study was going, and according to the U.S. National Institute of Health, 129 HIV infections had occurred among the vaccine recipients, compared with 123 among those given a dummy shot. Two other large studies in several countries are underway, testing a different approach to a possible HIV vaccine. Shelley Antler, Washington.
Ukraine's president says a leaked audio recording proves the Iranian government knew immediately that it had shot down that Ukrainian jetliner. Matthew Laratonda reports.
President Volodymyr Zelensky made the comments during a visit by Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan. It comes a day after a Ukrainian news channel aired what appears to be the air traffic control tower talking to another passenger jet, an Iranian one, shortly before the incident. The pilot can be heard saying that he saw what appears to be a missile in the air. The tower tries to contact the Ukrainian jet with no response. The pilot then reports seeing a huge explosion. 176 people were killed. The Iranian government is decrying the leak. It says that as a result, it will stop sharing evidence with Kiev investigators.
That's Matthew Laratonda reporting. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.